So I guess that it all started in the beginning of this year with a friend of mine coming up to me and saying, I'm feeling way more tired than I should. I haven't changed my sleeping habit. I haven't changed my eating habit. What's going on, right? And I just told him, you're getting old. That's it. But then as the months went by, I noticed how friends, family, and a lot of other people have been saying the same thing. And then a video popped up on my YouTube feed of a Brian Johnson video. This video, let me show you guys. This video over here, Why You're Always Tired by Brian Johnson. He posted this 1 month ago. I'm going to show you guys a little bit of what he's talking about. And then I started researching this topic and I actually found out that there's way more to this than I ever imagined.
What is with all them purple lights? They're all purple. They're all purple.
Control man, do you think it's fair to put these things on the floor here? It's not fair.
Why is there a rubber blueberry in my toddler's snack?
Cut watermelon for my kids, and they're all bringing it right back, saying they don't like the texture. They're not going to eat it. They won't eat it. The texture, it's rubber.
So before we go on, let me just be very clear here. I'm not a doctor. I am not a physician, and this is not advice in any way. So while researching this topic, I found out that this may actually have something to do with the LED streetlights and with the food. But it goes deeper than that. So let's just start with Reddit. So let's go over to Reddit and let's find out if this is something that's happening right now, for instance. So tired all the time. And we get a bunch of threads, a bunch of posts. It seems that most of these posts are recent, with some exceptions. But what I'm seeing here is a pattern. It begins 2 years ago. We have like 9 months ago, 9 months ago, 1 year ago, and so on and so forth. But it seems that most of these threads are recent. So maybe this is just a coincidence, or maybe not. Maybe it has something to do with a bizarre phenomenon that started happening recently. And we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. But before that, let's just deep dive into this guy's YouTube channel, Brian Johnson. Why You're Always Tired. He posted this 1 month ago. This guy is amazing. He has a YouTube channel that focuses on biohacking. And he knows a lot about biohacking and improving your body. He wants to live forever. And it's kind of weird. And this guy's like, I don't know how old he is, but he's way older than he looks. And it's amazing that he's been achieving this and vlogging this all the time. He covers quite a few interesting topics when it comes to feeling tired. And this is, for instance, a snippet of the first of them.
Number one is eating food too late. Now, for example, let's say your bedtime is 10 p.m. and at 9 p.m., in the middle of your favorite episode, you decide that eating a piece of pizza is a good idea. And then one piece of pizza turns into the whole pizza.
So these are some of the topics that he addresses that I think are really important. Eating too late, stress, stimulants during the day, or late during the day, and light. And this is where I thought that there's something that no one is paying much of attention to. And it goes deeper. And this is really weird.
What is up? This is your LA in a minute. And if you've been out after dark recently, you've noticed these blue and purple tinted streetlights. No, this is not a filter. The streetlights are actually purplish and bluish in some, but not all areas in Los Angeles.
So LED lights, streetlights. What? While researching this topic, I found out that blue and white light emission during the night will disrupt our sleep cycle and actually disrupts the production of melatonin. So I was thinking, wait, what is it that no one is paying attention to? Because if it's not my eating habit, if it's not my sleeping habit, what is it? Then I thought, well, there's a bunch of white LED lights on the streets. And this started happening kind of recently. And it's not just one or two, it's like a bunch of them. And they're very strong. So I found these videos, and this caught my attention.
Better purple than like red or black.
What is with all them purple lights?
Yeah.
They're all purple. Look, they're all purple. So what is going on with that?
I'm at a red light, so it's safe to show you this. So you see these purple lights? Purple lights, purple, they emit like a purple hue around.
That's a lot of purple lights for something that's just a mistake or some malfunctioning or something like that, isn't it? It's not just in one place. There's loads of people recording this, and it seems to be something that's happening all over.
Y'all seen these blue lights? LEDs or something.
Yeah, it seems that a lot of people have been noticing this, and a lot of people also think it's kind of weird. Yeah, it's in a lot of places. This is really weird.
What is up? This is your LA in a minute. And if you've been out after dark recently, you've noticed these blue and purple tinted streetlights. No, this is not a filter. The streetlights are actually purplish and bluish in some, but not all areas in Los Angeles. So I know that's normal, but I wanted to know, is that intentional? Is it safe? What's going on with these purple streetlights?
So I did a quick research to find out if this is intentional, but Evan Lovett, this guy, explains it quite well.
So let's get this straight. The purple or blue tinted streetlights are not intentional, but the way the LEDs are made is one of the reasons why these streetlights may end up turning purple. And while we see the white light of the LED streetlights, it's actually blue LEDs coated with a type of fluorescent substance called phosphor. What appears to be happening is that the phosphor is degrading over time. And as the phosphor continues to degrade, the bulb just projects the bluish purple light by itself.
So it's not intentional, and they don't know why it's happening. It's hard to determine the exact cause. There's a hypothesis, the delamination thing, and the phosphor thing. They don't know why it's happening. This is kind of weird. So wait, tired all the time. We got 9 months ago, 5 months ago, 2 years ago. Let's see here, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 9 months ago. So this is kind of recent, but it seems as if it began mostly 3 years ago, 2 years ago, kind of 5 years tops. And the widespread adoption of these LED lights began in 2015. So that would be 9 years ago. But the present day, the dominance of these LEDs is 2020 and beyond. So as I understand, we only had 30% of outdoor lights in 2016. And in 2018, 50% of street lights were LED. So I guess it's just now that we're seeing a major shift into LED lights. So it kind of coincides with what we're seeing on Reddit. It starts slowly about 5 years ago. No matter how much I sleep, I'm always tired. And then we start seeing more and more of these posts 9 months ago, 4 months ago, 1 year ago, 2 years ago. It's as if the more these LED lights are replacing the old HPS lights, the more we're seeing people posting about feeling tired. Now this could be a coincidence, and there is a good side for the LED lights, which would be the energy efficiency side. But it's not just the LED lights. It goes deeper than that. This is coming from Robert WB Love on TikTok. Robert Love on TikTok. This guy is great. He's a neuroscientist. Check this out.
Avoid these three foods because they were designed by big tobacco. If you're new to my channel, hi, my name is Robert Love. I'm a neuroscientist and I specialize in helping people prevent Alzheimer's disease with science. You may not have known this, but in the 1980s, big tobacco companies bought big food companies and then they changed the formula to make them more addictive. And then they took out things that were expensive, like things that improved nutrition. So a lot of the ultra processed foods today were designed by big tobacco. Here are three ones you definitely want to avoid because they were designed by big tobacco.
So he goes on to list a couple of foods that are not very healthy. If you want to see the list, you can go over to his channel. But it's not just the list of processed food that he mentions. People are buying what they're considering like fake food. And this is bizarre because it's not just one or two videos. It's like dozens, maybe hundreds of people that are posting these videos online. And I'm not going to say that this is the reason that we're feeling tired, but I'm going to play these videos and you tell me what you think.
What you're looking at here is the aftermath of a ice cream cone that has been sitting out for 22 hours now. I set this out yesterday at 6 or 7 p.m. and it's now 4:23 p.m. the next day. And this is the outcome. Just think.
This was posted by Benero's Mind in 2022.
Yeah. This fish, this is a plastic fish that we bought from the shop. in London. So we bought it for £10. Just imagine what it is now. You see, it's a plastic fish, you know. When we are pressing it, it will be coming out. Water will be coming out like foam. So this is a foam, it's not fish. Just look at. Just look at.
Well, it doesn't look like plastic to me, but it doesn't look like fish also. It looks like it's kind of weird and rubbery, which is what's going on with a lot of people, actually.
What's up, everybody? So, I'm over here trying to eat healthy, and I bought chicken breast. And let me show you what kind of chicken I'm selling. Look what the vinegar did. It opened up the chicken.
Well, it's like, this is coming in from Steady Mom and Two.
Stringy. You could tell, like, they strung it together and put it. This is.
Let me see the comments. All chicken has been stringy lately. None of it looks good. What I read somewhere about this is that this could actually be the feathers that somehow got stuck inside of the chicken, or they didn't remove the feathers and they look like this after all this process that it goes through. But I'm not too sure if I would eat something like this. I'm not also sure that these are the feathers. It kind of looks weird. Then there's videos like this one, for instance.
Okay, y'all. I threw this watermelon out over a week ago. It smelled really good. Bought it from... Cut it open, and it was like plastic. Tasting it was absolutely horrible. I didn't really know what to do with it, so I threw it outside. This is a week later. It looks like mud. What's going on?
Just the fact that the insects and animals are not eating it is already weird. And this is coming from Jigga Jabbo. And then you got this video from Kiva, which was posted this year.
So I cut watermelon for my kids, and they're all bringing it right back, saying they don't like the texture. I've seen enough videos of people posting rubbery watermelon. I can't believe I got one. I got a rubbery watermelon. The texture is so weird. Like, you gotta bend it so far before it will break.
Yeah, it's not just her watermelon. Check this out.
So I got this watermelon at Walmart, and I like to rinse my watermelon before I cut it, and it's like peeling.
So it's coming from Gabriella Nails Makeup on, and someone said something that makes sense here. It was frozen and then thawed. That's also why people keep getting rubber fruit. This kind of makes sense. It could have been frozen, but then look at this. You also have this kind of video.
Look at this. Put a magnet that I got from here into the.
Well, yeah.
Let's try it.
That's weird.
Look at that. It's not falling.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not falling. Watch.
Okay, that's weird. Oh my gosh. Could it be stuck because there's the surface of the chicken's plastic that revolves as is wet? Let's take a look at the comments. This is coming in from Raquel Martinez 201. Some people think that it could be wet. It's some people think that he's holding a magnet on his other hand, which could be the case. Some other people think it's suction from the water and plastic. That's what I thought at first. Others say that it's full of iron, literally. Yeah. Well, so there are loads of theories to why this is happening. Some people think it's fake, like this lettuce, for instance, that was produced, I guess, in China. This is fake. Fake lettuce. It looks like real ones. And it could just be that we're buying fake food and we don't even have a clue about it. And look at that. But let's just say that it was because it was frozen and thawed. It doesn't explain certain videos like this one, for instance, coming in from Gabriella Mutlu in Germany, I guess. Take a look at this. Look at that.
It lijkt echt alsof er een laagje overheen zit.
She's gonna peel it off.
Maar dit is gewoon een sla van...
It looks like plastic.
Lidl. Ja.
Look at that.
Kan het toch goed zo?
I've never seen anything like that. And I usually freeze my lettuce and all that. Never seen anything like that. And then you have this video over here. Look at that. It the same thing. It's like it has, there's plastic in the middle of it. What is that? That's not supposed to happen, is it? And then you got this video coming in from Heritage House Homestead.
2 weeks ago. This avocado should be moldy by now.
Yes, it should.
It just took me literally 30 seconds to cut it apart. It is so hard. Avocado from Mexico. It doesn't move. Guys, what the hell is this? What is happening here? Look at this. This is rubber. Guys, this is not food.
Bought this avocado 2 days ago from the same...
Okay, so she's gonna show us a real avocado.
Okay, normal avocado, right? Look, squishy. Let me stick my finger in it.
Okay, so that's what an avocado is supposed to look like. And then there's this video from Mary Osborne where she buys a bowl of blueberry for her daughter. Her daughter doesn't finish all of them. She throws what's left in the drain for the garbage disposal. She pushes the button and there's one making a clanking sound.
So
look at this.
I go in the drain and there's a blueberry that's not breaking apart. It's not doing anything. It's what's making the noise. And...
That's crazy.
And why is there a rubber blueberry in my toddler's
That's wild.
Snack? It went from carton. I washed what was in the
carton. Yeah, well.
I put it in a bowl. And then I took from the bowl a couple of blueberries to give her for a snack. This came from... the carton of blueberries. My husband cut it in half. I really don't know if you can see it that well. Glistening, it's silicone. It's a silicone blueberry.
Well, that does not explain freezing a fruit and it becoming thawed or something like that. It doesn't explain how that's going on. So what I think is interesting is that something happened that most of these videos were uploaded in 2024, mainly in June. And it wasn't just in the US, in other countries too. So what's going on? Why are people buying these strange, bizarre food? Could it be that this is just a normal process in which food goes through depending on storage and freezing and all that? Or did something else happen mid-2024 that a lot of people started seeing and buying these strange food? Whatever these things are. Not only that, we have the LED situation. Could it be that these LED lights emitting such strong blue frequency are disrupting our sleep?
So you see these purple lights? Purple lights? Purple. They emit like a purple hue around.
And what can we do to improve that? Because it's not only our sleep, it's also disrupting plants, nature, and animals. So how can we do to improve this? And have you, for example, bought these strange or bizarre food? What was your thought? Have you experienced something like this? Leave a comment. Leave also a like. Smash that like button. Smash the notifications button. Smash them all. And I'll see you guys later.